Welcome to Failure, the podcast where we discuss the craziness of high school. I'm Hannah. This is my co-host, Evan.
Hey, everyone.
And now let's get into the podcast. Today's topic is about teenage relationships.
But before we get there, we're going to be spilling some tea and talking about Post Malone.
So, last night, we stayed up way too late at Post Malone concert, and we paid for it. I'm tired.
I know, because I had to go to class at 10 a.m., so I didn't go to bed till 1 o'clock.
I went to bed, too.
And I got up for class at 8 in the morning. So I only got like fun. 6-7 hours of
sleep. Well, I woke up early anyways because my grandma thought that I needed help from her or she needed my help. It's like, Because I don't have class on Fridays. And then my grandma was like, I need to watch the baby, which my baby cousin. And then it's like, no.
No. So, yeah, I hated getting up, but it was worth it because we got to go see Post Malone.
He started late, though.
He started late.
He's supposed to start at 8, but then he started at 9.
Yeah.
Like, almost 10.
Because there's, like, two other rappers that were up.
Oh, my God. What was the first guy?
Swali?
No, the other guy.
With the pink hair?
Yeah, like, Ya-Yi or something. His name was, like, Ya-Yi.
I think his name was Ya-Yi or something. I didn't know who he was, but I was like,
he was so annoying. Oh my god, he would not stop singing, and then he would like randomly scream. He was like, "Matt,
Matt," and I would just be like, "Okay."
I'm like, and then the bass was so hard, my head was hurting.
Yeah, it hurt my chest. I was like, "Ooh."
I was like, "I'm about to have a stroke." Like.
I was just like, oh wow, god. I was waiting. I'm like, how many songs is he
No, like, do? First it was like some DJ, but he didn't even do anything. He just did like 1.5 songs. And then that Ya-Yi guy came out.
The Ya-Yi guy came out with pink hair.
Yeah.
And then he sung like how many songs?
Like
5.
Like 10. I couldn't tell when they were ending because they all sound the same. It's like, what's happening?
Yeah, he sung a lot of songs, and I was just like, okay.
And then he replayed the same one
at the end. Yeah, he played the same song that he played at the beginning, and I was like, wait, you're singing this again?
So yeah, like, he was like, everyone sing it, and I'm like, we don't know any of your songs, dude. And then he started singing the same one, and I was like, wait, I know the song. Wait, we just heard this. Wait a minute.
And I was like, wait, like, oh, this is a nice song. Wait,
and then it was Swali, which is the guy who sings My Type, which came out, what, like 2013, maybe?
Yeah, or wasn't it Unforgettable 2, or no?
I don't remember. And then his partner is Ray Sherman or something, right?
Yeah.
Something like that. But yeah, he sang that song. And he's the guy who sings Black Beatles, whatever, the Mannequin Challenge song, whatever.
Yeah, that song.
I was like, when we were listening to it, I was like, wait, is this a Mannequin Challenge? Familiar. I was like, wait, this song's lit. And I was like, oh yeah, I know this song.
Which is good. I like those songs. It's not that they're bad. I really like those songs.
And who was after him? Nobody, right? Then it was Post Malone.
Then it was Post Malone.
I feel like it was three people.
He started at, what, 9?
Started like 10, like 9:50.
Yeah, he started late. I got school tomorrow. I got class.
Come on, Post Malone. And then in the beginning, he was like, sorry, my voice sounds messed up because I'm sick or whatever. But then it was good.
But he sounded amazing,
though. I was like, wait, what?
like you sound
you
good.
Lying.
You lying.
But I was sad because he didn't play my song.
What was your song?
The Die For Me one with Halsey. Ooh, that song's so good. I was so mad. I was like, play my song. Play my song. You play it.
It was good. I like all of his songs that he chose. It was just really, we were all hype. It was sweaty. I was dying.
Bro, oh my god. Like, I was so hot. Like, it was like, I bet it was like 50 degrees outside after the concert.
It was like 75.
Yeah. And then after the concert, it was like cold. And then I still didn't put my jacket on because I was sweaty.
I didn't either because I was like, I'm sweaty. Like, I didn't have any leg room. For like between the
chairs. That's because you're like 6 foot and I'm like, 5 foot.
Yeah, I'm tall, so like I need more leg room.
But I didn't have that much either.
And then.
But we sat the whole time, so it was fine.
That's true. Yeah, I mean, we sat in the beginning for the first two artists that came out.
That guy was so annoying. Ya-Yi used to stop.
Ya-Yi. And then we got a proposal alone. And then there was like these two girls who were
singing. Oh yeah, Dan made friends.
I made new
and
friends.
And one girl was trying to flirt with him, but he was like, nah.
I made two new friends at the concert. They were sitting on the left of me. They were in high school. They were all like yelling and screaming. One of the girls was like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna pass out. I'm gonna die. I was like, okay.
Go ahead.
And then I was like, all right. And then she started crying out of nowhere. She's like, oh my God, I love Post Malone.
She was crying?
Yeah, she was
for
crying.
For real?
She was legit crying. I was just like, okay.
You're good.
She's like, oh my God, he's playing my song. Oh. She was crying.
He didn't play my song. I was pissed. Where my song at?
She was legit crying, and I was like, okay, all right. And then, like, then at the end, we were talking. She was like, oh my gosh, it was really nice to meet you. She was like, it was, we were kind of weirded out because we didn't know if you guys were going to stand up. We didn't want to sit next to those type of people. And I was like, no. We were going to stand up. We were going to vibe and have a great time.
We're going to scream. Dude, I'm surprised my voice hurts a little bit. Like, my throat
this morning, I was
like a little sore.
Yeah.
That's why I'm like drinking tea right now.
This morning, I was like, oh, my throat hurts. I need, like, a cough drop or tea with honey because I screamed really loud at that
I know,
concert.
Like, when on my Snapchat... Follows on Snapchat.
I know, follows on Snapchat.
I remember like listening to it again this morning, and then I heard you say, you were like, what that was? I know that guy came off. I was like, oh, Devin. And my sister, too. On
your
her Snapchat.
Sister, your sister.
My sister went.
Your sister was there, too, and I was like, she was vibing out, too. I was like, okay.
Yeah, her Snapchat was funny because, like, I could tell she was trying. She was like, oh. It's like a
girl. We waited out a long time to
and
see
then those
out.
Security guards are like busting those guys or something.
Oh yeah, so there was a bunch of people illegally selling shirts.
Yeah,
selling
there's
merch,
always people like that at concerts.
Like selling merch and stuff like that. And you see security guards chasing all these
bro,
people
he was
down.
Like running.
These people were running.
Like
after
some kid
them.
Was like, I dead. Like I bet he was in like high school. Like he was like freshman.
Exactly.
And he ran. He was like,
they were running. They were like sprinting off. I was like, dang, I'm right.
Yeah, they were running.
I was like, security guards, I doubt you're going to they'll probably catch, like,
there was
one
a lot
two.
Of them.
There was a lot. There was,
and
like,
they
over
were, like,
10 people, like, selling merch.
So my mom drove us, and then she bought a shirt from this guy who was on, like, the freeway, like, the off-ramp to get on, like, to
yeah,
the street.
To get onto another...
And then he was, like, in the middle. He almost got hit, like, probably, like, five times.
It was, like, two people that
yeah.
were on the freeway.
And then my mom made him run because she was, like, buying a shirt. And then he was, like, running. He was, like, $20.
$20. Yeah,
a large? Okay, a large? Here. And he was, like, running. My mom didn't care. She made him run.
But we wanted a pullover, though.
Yeah, but then we're, like,
we don't want to get in trouble. So, like, it's all right.
Yeah, they were, like, there's a lot of them.
Yeah, there's a
like, a mile back, there was, like, a whole bunch.
Yeah, there was, like, over 10-plus people selling
yeah.
merch.
Yeah, because, like, it's weird because, like, the stadium, the forum is where it was, is, like, the stadium is, like, in the middle of nowhere, basically.
Yeah.
There's, like, a freeway, and then there's, like, little, like, old liquor stores.
Yeah.
And then just, like, this big, fancy stadium that says, like, Post Deal, I think. It was, like, so random. I was, like... Because, like Honda right. Center, you can, like, see it from the freeway.
Yeah.
Because, like, it's right next to, like, another... To the train station or something. Mm-hmm. It was... I've never been to the Forum.
I haven't either.
Well, it was Devin's first concert.
Oh, yeah. This was actually my first concert, like, ever. Like, Post Malone was my first concert
And how
ever.
Old are you?
20.
20?
I'm 20
Bro,
years
I'm
old.
Bro, I'm 19, and I've been, my first concert was, like, Cheetah Girls. I was, like, 10. I swear.
Yep, this is my first concert experience, and I'm glad that it was Post Malone.
Too. I'm so sad that you haven't been to a concert before.
Well, when you have religious parents, you can't do anything, so...
Because I was so funny because, like, I had, like, the Cheetah Girls movie. I had Cheetah Girls, like, I had Cheetah print, like, jumpsuit. Mm. Like, the 2000s, like,
oh, no.
The velvet one. I used to wear that to school. And then, I don't know, I think my dad bought tickets, or my mom bought tickets, mm-hmm. and I'm like, we're going to see Cheetah Girls. I was like, yeah! Cheetah Girl. I went with my friend, I haven't talked to her since then, and we went, and then we were screaming. I think I cried. I think I did cry.
Mm-mm.
And then, after that, my next concert, probably, like, when I was, like, 14, maybe.
Lucky you. because, like, I can't, with my parents, they're Christian, so it's like, I was only limited to certain genres of music. So I could only listen to, like, classical, jazz, or Christian music, and that was it.
That's so sad.
It was really sad.
How did they know that you were listening to it? Like, did they ask? Like, they would be like, hey, let me see your phone.
Yeah, they'd be like, oh, let me see your phone. Like, what type of music are you listening to? But then, like, after, like, once high school started, then I was like, it was, like, the time, like, oh, you can finally find yourself and, like, what?
And plus you went to a private school, a church private school, right?
Yeah, and I went from kindergarten through 8th grade, I went to a Christian private school. So it was, like, I was, like, shaped and molded into being a Christian from the beginning, from the get-go. So once the high school started, it was like a time where it was like,
oh, it's probably culture shock, huh?
Cause yeah, everyone's it was a like, whole new thing.
It was because like, everyone is not like Jesus, my savior. Yeah. Everyone's like vaping.
Vaping, jewels.
Jewels.
It was like from going from a private school to a public school was like a whole new experience for me. So it's like, oh, I could finally listen to newer genres of music like pop, R&B, hip hop.
What was like your first like Post Malone like song you listened to? Do you remember like the first thing you heard? So I remember for me it was like White Inversion, the one where he's like saucin' or whatever.
That's the first
song I heard from him, and I was in. I was like, man, I was like probably like freshman year maybe.
Yeah, I think that was one of the songs.
I don't know when I heard it, but I just heard it. I think on the radio. Probably.
I think I've heard that song, but I wasn't like fully invested into his music. Like I wasn't like, oh, I'm gonna download it.
I think I like listened to that song like a lot, and then I like forgot about him, and then like, and then recently, like,
yeah,
recently, I listened to his new album.
New album, and I was like. This is sickening. I'm about to download this whole album.
I was like,
and see his password,
I was like,
too.
T?
And download his password, too, because this new album is sickening, and I'm about to download it.
I listened to that album for the concert, like, for, like, 2 months straight, I swear.
Honestly, same.
It was so good.
And now
it
I'm is like, good. What is the Post Malone fandom? Because I don't know. Whatever that is, I'm a part of it.
I don't think there's a name.
You don't think there is?
Okay, so it's like what is the fandom name? Okay, do you have any guesses what the fandom name is called?
Posties.
The Post-it notes.
The Post-it notes.
The
Post Malone's.
Macaroni. Pardon. How's that Eminem song? Post Malone fandom.
But we're part of the fandom, of course.
I don't think there is. Someone said fans.
Fans?
On Reddit, someone said fans.
Ooh, we're called fans?
Post Malone fans. Should we call Postmates?
I'm down for that.
That's what someone said on Reddit.
I'm down for it to be called Postmates.
I don't think there is one. People are just like making it up.
That's clever. Postmates. Even though I do order a lot of Postmates because I'm lazy and I don't go out.
Grubhub is my jam.
Or Grubhub. Grubhub is according really good. Well, I don't know about Postmates.
It doesn't say. It just talks about on Google. It just says like what his name is like in real life. Boring.
But I don't know about Postmates though because what was?
If they do Postmates or if he like officially says Postmates, he's gonna get copyrighted.
Oh, if we say post.
No, if we say it, no. We're just talking about it. We're not like promoting Postmates without them knowing.
No, I was just talking about like what happened. Remember when we got charged like.
Oh, Postmates can go to hell. Sorry, Postmates. No, you can't be a sponsor.
We don't like you because you charged us over.
Because okay, so this is a tea.
This is
okay. So like, tea right happened now. This happened to both of us, right?
This happened to both of us.
So like a year ago, almost a year ago. I was, like, looking at Postmates, just looking, like, how much it would be to order something to my house. And then, all of a sudden, it was, like, it signed me up for a year plan, which is, like, $90 a year.
But we didn't know that, though.
Yeah, they didn't.
There was, like, no notification, like, oh, you signed up for this, or they didn't even, like, we didn't even, like,
no, there's no choice. Like,
there was, like, not a choice.
You had to, like, you had to, like, manually go in and then, like,
actually change it.
Change it to, like, no.
What you whatever. You don't want to do it.
Yeah, and then it charged me something.
Wasn't like over $90.
So then, yeah. So then I didn't pay it off. I'm not paying that. So I emailed Postmates. My mom helped me email them. And then they refund me back. But then my company, my credit card company, send me, like, they charge you $30, when depends on how much you were negative. And then, so, then I had money back. I had, like, $100. And then, all of a sudden, I'm guessing Postmates thought that they gave me too much money, because maybe they didn't know that my company's giving me $30 back.
Yeah.
So they took it back. They took back, like, $70 or something. And I was like, wait, what? And then, so, like, my mom was like, just forget it. Let's just pay it. So, like, I end up, long story short, I was, like, in debt for a long time. And then I just recently just, like, paid it.
Yeah.
Because I'm college student. I don't have a job. I don't have anything, like.
Yeah, same.
So, like, it took me a while to pay. Because I was getting, because, like, my school is being paid for. Because I have a learning disability. So, like, I have ADD. Which means that, like, I get distracted a lot. So, like, they're paying for my college. And then, so they're giving me $30, like, a month for, like, food or something. And so, that's what I was getting, the $30 to pay for it. And then my mom had to pay the rest. Yeah. So, I paid it off already, but.
Yeah, that same thing happened to me, but, when I got charged $90, my mom had emailed them.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, the next week, I got the money back.
But didn't you pay it though? Like, no, he didn't pay it.
No, like, I didn't pay it because, like, I was wondering. I was like, because my mom had texted me and she was wondering, like, oh, did you sign up for Postmates? Did you buy Postmates? And I was like, that day out, I was like, no, why? She was like, oh, because Postmates is charging you like $90. And I was like,
Postmates sucks.
I was like, excuse me? Like, $90? I could be using that for something else.
Yeah.
And I told her no. She's like, oh, okay, I'm just going to email them so they can send the refund back and, like, try to find out, like, what it was. And it comes to find out that, like, it's like, an automatic thing, like, oh, you're signed up for.
Yeah, but, like, they shouldn't, like, automatically charge you, like, $90.
Exactly. I feel like they should have
asked. So, kids, don't put your credit card information right away, okay?
Exactly. I feel like they should have asked, like, oh, do you want to be part of the plan or not?
Yeah.
Before, like, actually signing us up, because I did not want to spend $90.
Heck no.
For the plan.
I'm not spending $90 on food. I can just buy it, make it myself.
Exactly.
The heck.
So I was just like, okay, so at least I got the money back that next week.
Postmates, don't email us. We don't want you to be our sponsor.
We don't want you.
Sorry, Postmates.
We love Grubhub over
Grubhub,
here.
Grubhub, you're open.
Grubhub, we're open.
Not sponsored.
Not sponsored.
Okay, so I have some tea to spill that you don't know about.
Oh, I don't know about those teeth.
Okay,
I'll be surprised.
Well, it's not like exciting, but it's something that happened.
Oh, okay.
I'm scared because he might listen to the podcast. Well, I won't say his name. So I went to Target.
Why do I feel like I know?
No,
who
I
it
shouldn't
is.
Say Target.
I'm like, why do I feel like I know who it is?
Okay, I went.
But I'll guess based off the story.
No, I don't think you know him. Maybe you should. Maybe I don't know. But I went to Target, right, and to buy something for the podcast, and then. I was like, for self-checkout, and then my mom was like looking for Gatorade, whatever. And then so this guy was like, hey, hello. And he's like talking to me. And I know him because he was in my class in high school. And then he was like, I was like, oh, I know you work here. And he was like, yeah, I started 2 months ago. I'm like, oh, that's good. And then I could tell he was like, you know, finally. And my mom, like, of course she saw, and she was like teasing me. She's like, oh, what's his name? And I was like, I told his what his name was. And then she was like, oh, you should get his number. And I'm like, oh god. So, like, and then my mom was like saying that he was like looking back at me, and I was like, oh my god.
Like, mom, don't embarrass me.
So, like, so that was a D. And I was like, my mom could tease me the whole way home. She was all like, saying his name. And she told my grandma, my grandpa.
Oh, no.
She was like, oh, Hannah has a boyfriend at Target.
Stop. You're like, no.
I mean, he's nice. Like, we're friends. Like, he was in my bio class with some other friends of me that I met in that class. And then, like, we're friends. I don't, like, I hate him, but, like, he's just, like, weird, you know?
Oh, God.
He's kind of, like, weird. Somebody I, like, we both know. Mm. You know what I'm talking about?
I feel like I do, but...
He's kind of like that, like...
I don't know.
But... Okay, you don't know.
I don't know.
Okay.
Like, sir, if you do listen to this podcast, no shade.
Text me. I'm just kidding.
Like, no shade.
You have my Snapchat.
You have my Snapchat. Like, no shade.
Yeah, but... we're both single, so... You've been... Okay, let's just get into the... Do you have any tea to spill before we get into the topic? Anything that I don't know about?
No, not really.
Not any boys? Who were you talking to yesterday at the concert? You were texting someone.
Oh, he was one of my friends from, in college, in my, bio lecture class. He was talking. He saw one of my, one of the Snapchats. He saw one of my Snapchats that I had posted of the concert. Okay. And he was like, he was just saying, we loved that concert too, because he had went to the concert as well, but like a couple of days before, and he was saying that it was a good concert. That was mainly it.
Okay.
I don't have any boys right now.
So sad.
No one likes me, okay?
No one likes me. Okay.
Okay.
Wait, you already know this, but there's a weird guy in my art class. Oh, yes. Oh my God. Okay. I'm sorry if you're listening to this podcast, but I don't like you. Sorry.
He'd be like, T is, I don't like you.
So, I know his name, but I'm not going to say, because I'm... Privacy issue. Okay, so I'm not. I don't want you guys like going after him. I don't know.
Like, privacy?
Well, I don't know his last name. Yeah. I don't know his first name. But anyways, so in art class, I was doing something, drawing something, and he's like, "Oh, that's good," this and this and that, and like getting close to me, and I was like,
like, back off.
And then he's just annoying and like not cute. I'm sorry. He's like kind of annoying, and he's just like, he keeps like giving me like flirty looks in class. I'm like.
Hey, it's okay because I've never dated anyone and I'm 20
years
old.
Yeah, let's get into the topic. Let's talk about this. Okay, now we're getting to the official topic of relationship. Okay, Devin, what is it like 4 years of high school, your whole life, not dating anybody? No date, no first kiss, nothing, and you're 20. How is that like?
It's awful. I'm so desperate because I'm like, I see a lot of hot guys at college and I'm just like, okay, can one of them just be the one already? Like, because I'm like, I've never experienced a date, never had a first kiss, nothing. And I'm just like, well.
What is it like seeing like you're like me? Because I dated, well, I had two boyfriends in high school.
I knew one of them because I hooked you up with one. Because I hooked her up with one of them. Okay.
He still listens to the podcast, you know?
If he listens to the podcast, I don't care what he has to say. But.
Okay, well. The tea you, is. You know me since freshman year, kind of. We didn't hang out. Yeah, we hanged out the end of the year.
Yeah, like.
Because I knew Jesse.
End of freshman year into sophomore.
Because we shared a friend.
Yeah.
Which I knew her since first grade. And. So you didn't... I was hanging out with...
Him.
With
him.
No, I'm talking about freshman year. When you didn't know my... Well, you know him. I told him.
I mean,
I told you about him.
Yeah. Yeah. But then he was in one of my classes. I figured out he was in one of my classes. He was in Spanish.
No, I'm talking about somebody else. I'm talking about him.
Oh.
I'm talking about... I can't believe their name. So freshman year, I was hanging out. I'll bleep names because okay. I don't want them to know. But like when I was hanging out with mm-hmm. from 7th grade, and then so like I was hanging with her friends, and it was just they're all like the ghetto people.
Okay.
You know, like they're all like smoking and everything. Uh-huh. But I didn't do anything. And then so I knew him since summer school of freshman year, like just going into freshman year. And he was in my math class, but like we didn't like have any like chemistry. We were just like friends, you know.
Yeah.
And then towards the end of the year, almost summer, then we started dating, and then I didn't like him that much. I just did it because clout, you know?
Just because of clout.
So, like, I was 14. I was 15. No, I was 14.
Oh, my God.
Was I 15? How old was I? I don't know. I was young. I was young. Not 19. So, this guy, I dated him for, like, 2 weeks. Because I didn't see him as a friend. Like, I was someone's a friend.
Mm-hmm.
And then he got mad. Well, he wasn't really mad. He was just, like, confused, I guess. Because we went to the movies together.
Oh, gosh.
But I didn't want to kiss him. I didn't see like me kissing him. You know what I mean? Like, you know how you're like,
one of those guys where you're just like, let's just see you as a friend.
Yeah, like, we almost did, but I like caught it. I was like, no.
She just stopped yourself.
Like, yeah, I was like, Sorry.
Not today.
Okay, now going into, I told him about we're doing this, and he said it's fine if I tell his name. Okay. But I'll bleep his name because I'm nice. But
because you're not, I would know.
No, we're not going to expose him. Well, kind of.
Well, kind of, because this is the tea all
about. Okay, so this is when you kind of saw me, like, in a relationship. Because you didn't see me with...
Yeah, no, I didn't see
you. You like... barely... You knew me, like, right after we, like, broke up.
Yeah.
Because I saw Payne out with... I started hanging out with Jesse. Because I met her in PE. And then, so we started hanging out. And then... We dated sophomore year.
Yeah, like, wasn't
it? Was like second? Winter break, like second semester, like yeah, after like winter break.
Semester, yeah.
It was like March, I think. Something like that.
Worst decision of my life.
So I met him in math class because he switched for some reason. I don't know why. Oh, I think because he did wood shop or something. I don't know.
Oh yeah,
I remember, a long time ago.
He did take wood shop.
And then he switched to my class, but he had the same teacher. He just switched different classes. And that's how we met. And then he was like, trying to hook up. Not hook up, but like get my number.
Yeah. So this was
back in the day when it was like Kick. Kick. He was like, can I get your Kick? And I'm like, Kick? Oh my god. I just remember.
And it still works.
Yeah, we
to this
checked
day.
Yesterday at the concert. We're like, is Kick still alive? Like yeah. And then we look, our Kick's still kicking.
Kick is still kicking.
And then I was like, dang, I'm like, I'm about to like reinstall it and see what I have, like with old messages.
I don't want
to
look at my old messages when it comes to Kick.
I'm gonna send to all my friends. Like, yeah, look at what I said.
So when it comes to it was because I had set her, I had set him up with her because he was asking.
But how did he find out that you were my friend? Cause like we didn't have any class, we all didn't have classes together.
I think it was when he was hanging out with his group of friends, and they would always pass by us. Remember?
And then they were. They didn't know where we hang out before. Like he didn't know where we hung out. I think because like maybe you, I think you told me that you overheard him talking about me.
Oh, I think so.
And then you were like, "Oh, Hannah's my friend."
Yeah.
I think so, and then he was like, "Hook me up."
Which was the worst decision of my life, just saying.
Oh god.
It was so bad. I'm just gonna
Just like cringy, like high school.
It was stuff. Cringy because he would make weird jokes, but then it was like
it was stupid, but it was funny.
Like you knew it was stupid, but then you like laughed too because it was like it was funny.
Yeah. God. He still does that.
He still does it to this day.
Oh god.
But
So what is it like like we didn't the tea is that we hung up for a little bit. It was like three of us and Jesse like hung out for a little bit.
And then once they started dating, they left. And I was just like, okay, so then it was just me and Jesse that hung out that entire time. Because at first we had a system. So it was like
We
had a system.
We're like, oh, so this day Hannah we're gonna hang out.
Hannah was gonna hang out with Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and then she was gonna hang out with us Tuesdays and Thursdays. So that worked for like a couple days, but then afterwards they just like disappeared and just stopped hanging out with us. Except for like
when because didn't like you. I'm sorry.
Didn't like me. Like
I don't know why he just did not. I don't know. He never gave me a reason. He just like, oh,
I don't like it.
He just said like you were annoying or something like that. I don't know. Something stupid probably.
I don't like
it. I still don't like you.
I still don't like you. But it would just be like, or if it was like those times where we would hang out near the bio building, like when it was raining, because you would usually hang out in that area where it would be raining.
Mm-hmm.
So it would just be me, you. I would be the third wheel, okay? So it would be, I would be sitting there. And
yeah, we would hang in the morning.
No, sometimes it would be me, Jesse, like them, like all of them with you and but then after a while, it would just be me, you, and...
I felt so bad
And it felt so weird, because, like, I was third
because, wheeling. Like, after we broke up, I had, like, no friends. Because, like, I stopped talking to you, basically, all together.
Yeah, Hannah said I had stopped talking to me, so...
We did
like,
for a year, by the way. That was a long time. But like,
and then I would just see him like making out in the corner. I would just be like, you know, I'm just gonna watch YouTube.
Oh god,
these two are making out in the corner.
It was so cringy, man.
It was really cringy. Like,
high school was just cringy in like in general.
The teachers were annoying.
That's another episode.
That's another episode.
That's next episode. We're talking about teachers. Teachers suck.
We hated a lot of people in we hated a lot of people at
so at basically high school. It was like sucky for you because I ditched you.
Yes, basically. That plus that
what about
plus,
like
plus I didn't date anyone,
because like
so.
Yeah.
So I didn't really have any.
Well, you tried. Okay, let's talk about you being rejected. Let's talk about that. So like after I broke up with him, then you started dating this one girl, which I'm not going to name
because... First of all, I didn't date anyone.
Or you tried to.
I tried to, okay.
For homecoming. You know what I'm talking about, right? No, before that, the beginning. I'll beep her name.
Oh, God. Not her.
So you, I warned you about her. This was like...
Yes, okay.
Was this before me or was this...
Before.
I think it was before.
It was before. This was before you and
Okay,
so the tea. So I asked this one girl
who sucks. Sorry. Sorry for listening to the podcast. Yeah. Don't become our friend anymore.
Don't become my friend.
Well, you aren't anyways.
She's probably gonna block us on all social media accounts.
I still follow her. I
same.
Think.
I still follow her too.
I'm like, why?
But I had asked her.
So this girl is like an ex friend of mine from like middle school.
Same.
So how did you meet her? I don't know.
I don't remember. I don't remember what class we had together. Honestly, I don't remember what classes we had together. But it was I like asked her
for sure.
Yeah, but I had asked her
to homecoming.
So it was nice. Like I was like, okay, good. I found somebody. But my homecoming was awful
because she kept avoiding you. Right?
Because she kept avoiding me. Like she
took forever to get tickets. Right.
One. Oh my god. The memories are flooding back now. So one, she took forever to get tickets because we were trying to get the deal to get like pre-sale tickets. Mm-hmm. So it was like there's like a certain date for it was like pre-sale tickets, and then after that then it'll just be regular sale. So she kept pushing it back and back. Like I'm like, okay, like can you like hurry up, because mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm trying to get pre-sale, I ain't trying to spend all this money on mm-hmm. tickets. So that
dude,
was
tickets were expensive. We go
tickets
to,
were
okay,
expensive.
Like people who don't listen to this who go to DBHS, our school is like a rich school kind of. Our
yeah, school, honestly,
like ours is expensive.
Dunbar High School is like really like rich type of school.
Yeah, because like
everything's expensive.
Rich people go to our school.
Yeah,
there was like this famous guy that went to our school. You know, the guy from I don't know his name, but he's like the React Channel,
YouTuber guy.
Like he went to our school, and then. It was, like, expensive, like, for grad night, it was, like, $300.
Yeah, grad night
grad
was not...
Sucked. Grad sucked. No offense, sorry, DBHS, whatever, community, but
For her, it was awful, but for me, it was an event. It was...
Was it because you did stuff?
Well, I mean, yeah, because I did things. But it was fun. It was fun.
Okay, so going back to...
But going back to her, she kept pushing it back, so I think we had missed the pre-sale date. So
you
I was
pay like an extra would, 30 bucks, right?
So I paid like an extra 30 bucks, which pissed me off because I'm like, I wanted the pre-sale. And I even told her, I got mad at her because I was like, why are you waiting this long?
Yeah.
For pre-sale. I don't remember what her
reason was. She should have like let you, like she should have like gave you the money and then you could have bought both their tickets, right?
Or I don't know if that was an
option. Or did she have to be with you?
You have to be with her. Cause
that's dumb.
Because I think you have to show your ID. To the
well, can't you just like
because you need proof of like the date?
Just steal her ID and then show. Give me your ID so I can buy tickets.
I don't think that would work. So, the day of the dance, right? So I want to do a lot of things with her. I was like,
okay, go.
So when it came down to the actual dance, I wanted to do a lot of things with her, like dance or like do. They had the karaoke section too, where mm-hmm. you can like sing songs. So. She didn't want to do the karaoke. She didn't want to dance. So she didn't want to really do anything. And I was just like, wait, well then why?
Why'd you want to
come? Mm-hmm. She's like, oh, I just really wanted to hang out with my friends.
But you could have done that at the mall. Like, you have to pay like 50 bucks to like dance if you don't
exactly.
want to. You could have hung out with your friends like at the mall.
At the mall or something. Like this is like supposed
then
to
then why'd
like,
you say yes?
I don't know why she said yes, honestly.
That's funny. Did you? I warned you about her, too. You didn't listen to me. I was like, do not do this. You're going to regret it. And you're like, well, you don't know what you're talking about. I'm like, excuse me?
I was stupid freshman year, okay? Just letting y'all
know. That was sophomore year.
No, it was freshman year.
It was?
I asked her out freshman year. Oh. It was homecoming freshman year.
Oh, and then we went to homecoming senior year.
Yes.
Which was funner.
Which was more fun, honestly. The venue was, everything was on point. Yeah. Letting y'all know.
There was like a carriage and then...
Carriage ride. I think right there. It was Neverland.
Oh, yeah. No, that's prom.
Oh, yeah, that was prom.
Okay, never mind.
But, yeah, my freshman year experience of homecoming was awful because of her. Just letting you know that. Because so that she didn't want to do anything. She didn't want to dance. She didn't want to do karaoke. Like,
and then you got rejected more times. Because you kept, like... Was this, like, before you knew you were gay? Or did you, like, know? Or were you bi? Is that what you were identifying as?
That's what I was identifying. Well, because I didn't know. Or did you not? Or you were experimenting? I was experimenting because I didn't know, like, indefinitely. Like, I was just, like...
So, like, to be honest, I didn't want to ask you.
Like, freshman year, it was, like, a feeling.
I knew, like, when I met you, mm-hmm. I had a feeling. Honestly? I just, like, knew that you were, like, feminine.
Yeah.
Kind of. I was like, oh, maybe he's bi. But I didn't want to ask you because it's kind of rude.
Okay, so I kind of waited. Freshman year was, like... I didn't know, like, all the terms. Like, I was just, like,
Because you came from, like, a private school, like a Christian.
So, like, my way of thinking was not, was only fixated
there was on no, like, thing. Labels.
There was, like, no labels, no broad stuff. Yeah. So, I was just, like, I didn't know. Just, like, just I didn't what know I how feel. I was feeling. I was just, like, oh, this is how I feel.
Yeah.
But then, like, it was sophomore year where I started to, like, oh, okay, like.
I get it now.
I get it now. Like, okay, these are the terms.
And then, but before that, you, like. Still ask other girls to, like, hang out with you.
Yes, because there's one girl.
There's, like, five. Because there's her, and then there's somebody else.
Who?
There's, I forgot her name.
I forgot her name, but there was a couple girls that I tried to ask out.
And then they said yes, right? Or did
No, like, they said no.
They said no, like... Like a mean, polite note?
I knew.
What?
I know one of them. Oh, my God. Oh. Are you going to bleep their name out?
Or yeah, that's what I'm going to do for all the names.
Okay.
She's been a friend.
She's still my friend.
In elementary school. At University of Elementary.
Yeah. I had asked her out, but then she was like, no.
No, because...
For
Valentine's Day. And then she was like, she said yes, because you did in front of everybody, that's why, right? Yeah, and then she was like, after she told you, like, no.
Like, no, like, I had feelings. She said that she had feelings with someone else. And then...
What's his name?
But then, like, my friends, like, there was two of my friends that they were girls, but they got so mad at her. They were, like, defending me. They were just like, you did this wrong. And it, like, made her sad and crying. I was like, that wasn't my intention. Like, that wasn't my fault. But she is now dating someone else.
Who's not cute. They're still dating?
They're still dating since high school.
Dang.
They're still dating to this day. And then I asked out Valentine's Day too, but then she said that she wasn't ready for a relationship, and then she would text me.
But she never did.
But she never did. So yeah.
Why don't girls just say no? Like, girls can't say no.
I know, right? Just say no, so I don't like get the inkling like, oh, I can say no, like that I have a chance or something.
Oh,
so,
I have tea.
I'd rather be let.
A moment where I said no to somebody. I think I told you. I texted you. This was not that long ago, like, college, art class. I told you, right?
Yeah.
About that weird dude. Okay, so here how it went down. So.
I thought you told me that. You already told us that. Right?
No, I didn't.
The art guy?
No, a different, I'll tell you. Okay, so, it was like, so every, like, at like 2:30, teacher gives us a break of like 20 minutes. So I went outside just to like hang out with I was eating something. And then this creepy guy, like, ASMR voice came up to me and was like,
Well, if y'all don't know, she hates ASMR.
Oh, like, my God. Okay, do not send me ASMR things. I will block you. I hate ASMR. Makes me want
to vomit. I love ASMR because, like, it makes me go to sleep.
No! Stop it.
Like, if I have trouble sleeping. Sometimes I have trouble sleeping. So, like, when the nights I have trouble sleeping, I just, like, watch ASMR channels. And, like, they make me fall asleep in, like, a good 10 minutes. And I was just, like, being
Makes me creep. Makes me, like, have chills. Like, ugh, okay. Anyway, so he had ASMR voice. Like, ASMR. Like, like those videos. So I was, like, already creeped out. I was already, like, my mind was, like, get out of there. So, like, he was, like, I was on my phone. And he was, like, oh, like, what do you have there? He said his name first. He's like, oh, my name is this. I don't remember his name. So sorry. But, like, he was like, oh, my name is this. And I'm like, what's your name? I'm like, oh, it's Hannah. And I was like, what's happening? And then I was like, he's like, oh, what do you have there? Like, you know that guy from Family Guy, the grandpa?
Oh, yeah.
He sounded like. He was like, creeper dude. Anyways. So I was, like, eating popcorn or something. And he's like, oh, what do you have there? I'm like, oh, this, whatever. And he's like, oh, I like that, but not so much this or something. I don't know. And I was like, oh, okay. And then he was like, you want to go out sometime? You seem nice. I'm like, no, thanks. I was like, get out of here, creepo. And he's like, no, bye. And I'm like, okay. Like, oh, my God. I got scared. I was, like, about to, like, look, like, what do I have to defend myself?
Oh, my God.
That's so scary because I hate ASMR, man.
But then, for me, like, at New Year, I did actually ask out one guy.
Who? I'll bleep their names. I promise.
Oh, my God. If you're watching this, I hate you to this day. I still don't like you. And, I'd asked, because we were going, I asked him to go to
prom.
It was prom. I'd asked him to come to prom with me. And at first, he was like, yeah. So I was like, cool, this is going to be good. This will be my first guy I'm actually going out with.
Because he was like the only, like, he was my friend too. Yeah. Kind of. Like, I knew him. Like, we used to hang out. But, like, he was the only guy I knew who was, like, kind of open
gay. I don't know if he was.
No, he was. Like, we never, like, I think we jokingly asked him, but, like, mm-hmm. I knew that he was, like, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, okay, so the same thing that happened with asking him, like, oh, let's get the tickets, like, did you get your ticket? But he kept saying, oh, no, I'll get it another day. And then this time I actually pressed him. I was like, okay, do you, like, want to go with me or something like that? Like, in terms of the tickets, like, yeah, he was just making excuses.
Yeah. And we got a limo, too. So, like,
oh, God.
Because, like, okay, I'll skip to, like, the day of prom.
Yeah, we're not going to go through that limo process.
Because, like, the day of prom, like, the limo came to the school. And then we were waiting for him.
We're waiting for him for, like, over.
It was, like, okay, five, like, you were minutes. The only guy in our limo, basically.
I don't want to bring that up. Because we had a lot of friends. Like, Jessie had brought a lot of her
friends. Yeah, it was, like, all Jessie's friends.
It was all Jessie's friends. And I was just like, why are there all girls? Honestly.
There was nobody.
There is nobody.
Except for the driver.
Except for the driver.
Oh, God. So we were waiting for him.
For, like a good 10 minutes.
Yeah. And then
he never texted me back.
Your parents are like, is he coming? And then you're like, let's just go.
Yeah. Because
you're going to be late. Because it's, like, an hour. It was, like, in L.A.
Yeah, because we still need to take photos. We're going to go to the place to take photos.
No.
Yeah, we hadn't taken photos yet, remember?
No, that we did it before, and then we came to the school.
Oh,
we did it on our own. That's a whole other story.
That's a whole other story. We're going to... Oh, God.
Because, like, those girls didn't want to take photos. Because your friend was going to do photos, right?
Yeah.
But, like, then they were like,
One of my friends... her name is Priscilla Gomez. If y'all don't know her, she has, like,
we won't bleep her name because
we won't bleep her
name.
We're promoting her. Hello, Priscilla. if you're listening to this, hey, how you doing? She had actually taken my photos for me, and I had asked her to take photos for me. And we got the prices down and everything. The photos came out amazing, by the way, though. So we were gonna do the couple photos with him. And we're gonna do it by her.
And then the other girls in our group were in limo. We're gonna do it with us. Or, like,
take their own.
Yeah, like, choose and take pictures of them. But then they were, like, end up being like, well, we wanna do it on our own time or something.
Yeah.
They went, I don't even know where they went. Do you know?
Oh, my God, didn't we?
What?
Did we all go to, like, we all went to different dinners. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
We went to, me and you went to Olive Garden.
Yeah, we had our own little date.
Yeah. I don't know what they were doing. Okay, because
they thought they can make the prom in like 20 minutes, but it's in LA. It takes an hour to get to LA.
Yeah. Here. Didn't they like, want to do it?
At 8 o'clock and prom started at 8:30.
Yeah. And I was like, why do you guys want to do dinner then?
They want to do Korean barbecue or something, right?
Yeah. Something but like then that. We just settled
with
Olive Garden.
Because it was like right next door, basically.
Yeah.
It was like 20 minutes down the road. And then, so they were like, they went on their own thing.
They went, did their own thing.
So they just were just like, just come, just like, make sure you're on time for the limo. Because exactly. You're the one who bought, or we all kind of pitched in for the limo. So yeah. Larry, hurry up. So we were waiting for your date for a long time.
We were waiting for him for a long time, so.
So we're like, let's just go.
Yeah, we just left. And even with the photos, too.
Mm-hmm.
So we had, like, scheduled the photos, and I kept texting him, calling him, but he never answered back. And so in the end, I just took photos by myself and with Hannah. So then when we went to the actual dance, then I was like, okay, maybe, like, I just thought, in the back of my head, I just thought, like, oh, maybe he's not going. Like, he's not going or something.
No, but he was there.
But then once I, like, saw the venue and everything, once it went inside, I saw him, and I was like,
oh, no, he was there.
He was there.
You know how you know he was there? He was wearing a drag outfit. He had wings.
He had, like, wings. Like,
I was like, that's so cool, but, like, still, like, kind of shady. And he went with, like, other people.
Yeah, he went with his friends.
Who were kind of annoying.
But then, eventually, I had confronted him about it. I was like, wait, like, I confronted him about everything. Like, why didn't you text me back? This and that.
But first, you were, like...
At first, I was hesitant. I was like,
you want me to go talk to him? Because you were, like, crying. Were you crying?
No,
you're just upset.
I was upset because I was, like, hurt, like, really.
Yeah, I was like, okay, I'll go talk to him because, like, we're friends. So I went up to him, like, oh, like... How come you didn't want to go with Devin? And then basically the same thing that said was like, you're annoying, like, he's annoying. I'm annoying too, like.
Like, when you, like, if I'm annoying, just let me know.
Yeah, like,
let me know.
Yeah, and then, like, he was like, I don't know, he was like, oh, I just don't want to go, he's weird or something. And I was like, why didn't you just tell him? He's like, I don't know.
Like, that was so stupid.
And then
eventually I confronted him about it.
When? When we were dancing.
During the dance, like, during prom, I confronted him about it. And I confronted him about, like,
two times
because the first time I confronted him about it, he was just giving me excuses, like, oh, I don't want to talk to you right now. And then I confronted him twice, the second time, and then I was just like, hey, like, no, I need an answer. He's like, oh, his lame excuse was, oh, I didn't want to go to dance with you, like... I never liked you, and I was just, like, I was hurt, and then I just started crying, and I went to my friends, and I was crying in front of them, and I just told them what happened.
Did they go up to him and, like, tell him off?
No. They were just, like, no,
just don't bother. Because I think they asked you, right? They're like, do you want me to go?
I don't think so. Oh, they were just, like, no, just don't bother with him. Just, you'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, boys are stupid.
Yeah.
Like, just no hang dirt. Out with, like, it's better to just hang out with your friends. So... Like, the first half of my prom was ruined, but then the second half was fun because, like, I was dancing with my friends, so that it made up for the awful night.
Mm-hmm.
I have a bad streak with relationships, y'all. They're not even relationships. Like, I try, like, I shoot my shot, but then I always get shot down. So, I'm just like, either, like...
It's like the opposite. Either
they say, like, oh, I just want to say friends.
Or I don't, like...
Or I don't
they
like
just avoid you.
Like, or they just avoid me.
Yeah.
So I'm just like...
It's like the opposite. It's like, for me, the guys are creepy. And then for you, you don't... Like, everyone doesn't want to talk to you.
True. So it's just like... I don't know what it is. Like, I've had a bad streak.
Like, you're nice. Like, you're
and
not...
I'm nice.
You're not mean, like...
I'm not mean. People. Like, I'm not a mean person, like, at all. If y'all know me, like, the people that know me, they know I'm not a mean person. Like
a lot of your friends are surprised, leaving me, like, surprised at, like, why you haven't dated anybody.
Exactly. Every time I tell, like, I meet a new person, they're like, oh, like, have you ever been with anyone? I'll just be like, no, I've never dated anyone. And everybody is so surprised. They're like, what? Like, you're so nice. Like, how come you haven't dated anyone? And I'm like, I don't know either. Like, I don't know the answer, honestly. Like, I mean, this is, like, I don't know. Like, people don't like me for some reason. But it's like, I'm really nice. Like, I'm a nice person.
Have you ever gotten close to, like, having, like, a first kiss or, like, a first date?
No.
We can bleep names, okay? Don't have to.
No. No.
Why are you lying? You think I don't know?
I mean, I almost made
okay, the mistake. Okay, if you're embarrassed, then I'll just tell story then.
Well, I mean, like, I almost made the mistake of kissing my straight friend. He knows who he is, but, like, I doubt he will listen to this podcast, but...
Don't tell him about it.
We're not going to talk about it. We're not going to talk about that. But I almost made the mistake of doing that, but which was good. I'm glad I didn't, but I don't know.
But you still have feelings for him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, but he has a girlfriend, though, so, I mean, like, I can't...
Well... It's always the first kiss. I'll just say from experience that, like, the first kiss is, like, not very. Cause, like the movies doesn't talk like
space, everything, time.
Yeah, like stops and plays a Billy Hendrix song or something.
Like a love song. Like,
it's like, for me, it was like very quick. Like it was just like a peck, and then.
A peck.
And then after we kind of like got it down, you know. But like, okay. It's just it's always awkward, like. Well, it's true when people say, like, the first one's always awkward.
Yeah.
And then it's from there, it just kind of, like...
Well, I'll never experience that. I don't know why nobody likes
I know you will. I feel like...
I need to be...
Well, we're going to be in school for a long time, so you have a lot.
I mean, that's true, yeah, because...
we're both going
to
be
vets. Both of us are going to want to be veterinarians in the future, so I know with veterinarians, we're going to be in school for a long
time.
So
there are going to be a lot of people. Yeah. Well, I'm hopefully going
to... Hopefully.
I'm going to be going to your school.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're going... He's going to Cal Poly, and I'm going to JC at Mount Sac. Mm-hmm. So, hopefully... I'm almost done. I'm ready to be done. Like, school is so ghetto. Nope, sorry. But it's, like... People there are just, like, creepy. You know, like...
I don't know. I feel like it all depends on the person.
It kind of does. Well...
But, yeah. I don't know. My relationships are not good.
Like... you'll get there. I feel like
I hope so. Soon. I'm 20. I just turned 20.
You need to see like a psychic or something.
Like I just turned 20. Like this is sad. I've never been on a date.
Hey, at least you're like yet. At least you started like by going to Post Malone. Like your first concert. This is like your first.
Yeah.
Beginning of first.
My life is very sad because
you had like a sheltered.
I've been really sheltered and not been able to grow on my own. So now, like, late in the game, like, senior year was when I started, like, to actually find myself and actually do the things I've been wanting to do.
True.
Like yesterday was, like, my first time going to a concert. Like,
okay, what do you think? Did you have fun?
Yeah, I had so much fun. It was amazing. So I was, like, I've been wanting to do a lot of stuff, but it was just, like, for so long I've been sheltered by my parents, like, oh, what can I can't do, can't listen to things, what certain music... I can't listen to.
You couldn't even celebrate Halloween.
I couldn't even listen to Ariana Grande.
And she doesn't say about her that much.
That's sad, y'all. I can't even listen to Ariana Grande.
You can't even celebrate Halloween.
I can't celebrate Halloween.
You always have to like
treating. Can't dress up.
You always have to like say you're hanging out with me.
Yeah, I would always have to lie and say that.
Dude, we got a lot of candy this Halloween.
Yeah, we went to like Chino Hills area.
Because I live in like a suburban. Well, you all live in like a suburban area.
Yeah.
There's, like, no kids at, like, on my block.
There was all dead. There's, like, no kids.
There's nobody. Like, the only kids is, like, my next-door neighbor. So sad. So we always have to, like, go somewhere to, like, go trick-or-treating.
Yeah, but this year, it was a lot of kids out.
Yeah.
There's I was surprised.
There's people scaring people. Scaring
yeah,
us.
Yeah, they're trying to scare us, but then it was, like, really annoying. Because they didn't really scare me that much. But, yeah, my life is, like, pretty sheltered, so it's, like, oh, and one time I had gotten my ears pierced. And oh God, here's the tea on this one. So I like secretly gotten my ears pierced.
Were you by yourself?
Yeah, I was by myself and I just like went to the mall and I just got my ears done from Claire's. but then that day I had to get a haircut. From my dad.
You didn't think this through?
Because my dad's a barber, so it was like, I get haircuts from him. So he's gonna notice.
Yeah.
So when I went down there, I mean, it was a lot for the whole kit because I had to pay for the earrings and then I had to get like the swab kit.
Oh, I still have that.
Like, the, I think it was like some sort of.
Bro, I was like so scared to get my ears pierced. I got my ears pierced when I was like 15. I was so scared. I thought it was gonna hurt, but it didn't hurt as much.
Yeah, it didn't hurt. It was just only hurt on one ear.
It's just like, trying to the detach. Gun scared you a little bit, but that's
it. Yeah. So, I had gotten my ears done, and like the cost of it was like astronomical because
like, it's like $25. Depends on like what earring you get, right?
No, because it was like I had to get. I got the earring and then the actual solution, like the cleaning solution and the pads to go with it. So it was like $60.
Dang.
So. Then I went to go to get my haircut from my dad, and he had noticed it, and he got so pissed off at me. He was just, like, yelling at me, telling me to take those earrings off, and then he made me cry, and then for some reason, he, like, switched up at the end, and he was like, you know what, you can make your own decisions, you can keep your earrings, but I was just, like, way too scared, because I didn't know what he was gonna do to me, like, he was gonna hurt me or something, so I just took the earrings out, so... So, yeah, I can't...
Do you think you're going to get your ears pierced again?
When I move out, yeah. When I move out, I'll probably get my ears pierced again. And then probably get, like, one tattoo. But then that's it. Only on my arm, but that's it. I just only want one.
I don't want to be, like, tatted
over.
I just want, like, a small one.
Yeah.
I don't know what it'll be, though.
I'll probably do a cat.
For your cat tigger.
I'll probably do a...
Like a memorial or something?
I don't know. I mean, she's pretty old, so I don't know. She probably live a long time because she's an inside cat, so.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I can't get my ears pierced. I can't get tattoos. I can't listen to certain genres of music, like rap or pop. What else? I can't celebrate Halloween. Oh, now the thing is, we can't.
We're thinking about not putting a Christmas tree
up. They're thinking of not putting up a Christmas tree. And I'm like, okay.
And they're asking, what is that guy doing? Like, why is that so, like...
It's a long story.
For another day.
It's a story for another day. But, and they're, like, asking me, like, oh, do you think we should put up a tree? But it's like, I want to say, yeah, let's put up a Christmas tree.
Yeah.
But then I already know they're going to give me the whole religion lecture about it. Yeah. So I'm just like, I'd rather just say, no, let's just not put up a tree because I don't want to discuss it. So that's the thing. We're not going to be putting up a tree this year. What else?
There's a lot.
There's a lot, you guys.
We got to save for another episode.
I have a sad childhood. I didn't start hanging out with my friends until
like senior year. Like, we started hanging out, like, outside of school, like, junior year.
Yeah, junior, senior.
Like, end of junior year. End of
junior year, senior year is when I started to hang out with my friends.
What was, like, the first thing we hang out? Like, what was the first thing we did? Do you remember? Was it, like, Jesse's birthday?
I think it was at the bowling alley? I think it was, like, the Jesse's birthday party at the
bowling alley. Bleep your name, because I do not like you.
Oh, my gosh.
We'll talk about it. She hates her so much. We'll do a whole episode about, like, people we don't like. There's a lot
of people we don't like at high school.
That'll be the next episode of, like, the topic could be, like, people we don't like school.
I mean, well.
We'll think about it.
We'll think about it. I mean, because the topic today is like teenage relationships, so it could be dating or friends. But I feel like we're just gonna focus on dating today, and then we can do friends the next time.
Like next time.
There's a lot of tea that y'all.
Is it next Friday Thanksgiving
weekend? Oh yeah, next. I think it's next Friday.
Is Thanksgiving weekend?
So we might do it the week
after. We'll probably skip a Friday. Because it's a holiday. Because
next week is Thanksgiving, so we might just skip that.
Yeah, I'll be in Palm Springs, chilling.
I'll be dealing with my dysfunctional family. So,
what are you gonna do for Thanksgiving? Are you just gonna cook? Do you have to cook everything?
No.
Oh.
I'm gonna bake monkey bread from scratch.
Ooh, awesome.
It's good. It just takes a long time, though. It takes a lot of hours to actually prepare it. Because I'm doing it from scratch. So I have to make the yeast, make the actual bread and everything. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's good. It's worth it because it's good. But then it's like, it takes forever to actually do it because the preparation and all that. But
I wish we had a cooking class in school, in high school. I wish they had a home ec.
They did when we...
By
the time we were freshmen, they had already, like, gotten rid of
it. Oh, yeah. Like, a long time ago.
Yeah, they had cooking class, and they had, like, a driving training class, too, at Down Bar High School. Mm-hmm. But then, like, once we started coming there, they just got rid of it. I'm like, Those are essential. Like, why aren't we getting those classes? Like, I would have killed... I would have been so glad to have gotten that. Like, to be able to get cooking class and the driving
class. Bro, I would have took that, like, all 4 years.
Yeah, I would have been like, is there all 4 year class for all these? For
I would have taken it.
For cooking and for driving? Like, I would have gladly taken it. But, yeah, I didn't, like, high school.
Going back on topic, my sister told me that, like maybe, like, a month ago or something, that, like, kids are starting to date in, like, middle school. Like, she sees kids making out at, like, at Chaparral.
Ew.
I'm like, no, like, maybe, this is just, like, maybe for me, but I did not see anybody, like, making out at my school. I would just see, like, people I knew, like, trying to, like, get with somebody, like, you know, like, ask for their number or something.
Mm.
Or their kick.
Or their kick, yeah. We don't,
when kick was a big thing in middle school. Yeah. We had kick.
I mean, I didn't ask anybody out because I was sheltered. I was in a Christian school from kindergarten.
Yeah, but there was, like, nobody dating in middle school or even elementary. What?
yeah, no. Because, I mean, like, our friends, like, I mean, with my friends in middle school, there was a couple of people that were dating. Like,
but they didn't, like, make out, did they? Or did they did?
They did.
But, like, but it was sloppy, like, because they're, like, 12.
Yeah, it was weird because, like, okay.
Yeah, like, you're 12.
Exactly, like, you're 12. Like, why are you dating?
Like, where are their parents? Like, do the parents.
Where's your mother?
Know that they're. Probably not.
The parents... Probably not, no. This generation nowadays is, like, really good at being secretive.
There's people, like, having kids at, like, 15.
Yeah.
Because they don't know about that stuff. They don't know about, like, protection.
Yeah, well, because they're hiding it from their parents.
True.
Because this generation our generation now is, like, really good at being secretive.
True. Happened last week at... Oh, bleep.
That was so sad. I don't know.
Is this on topic, though? Like, about... This is, well, yeah. This is topic.
This is tea.
So, a friend of ours... We won't share the podcast with her. But...
Yeah, no.
Because I think she would get... Her feelings would get hurt, but...
I don't know. Should we talk about it?
I
feel like we shouldn't talk about it.
Well, it's on topic.
I mean, because it's really sad, though. It's really sad.
Okay, we won't talk about everything. I guess we'll... Okay, we'll just say, like, okay, basically, our friend is pregnant and she's 19. Yeah.
Basically, our friend is pregnant right now. And how old is she?
She's 19.
Yeah, we didn't think... that she was gonna
okay
it felt weird going to the baby shower
because
we're young and it's like we should be doing a baby shower like 20
plus like years when I'm 30
like when I'm 30 or something.
Yeah,
so it felt really awkward because I was like, well, why am I here?
Even like one of her friends was like saying that too, like,
yeah, and one of her friends was there too, and the baby the baby shower was, first of all, it was supposed to start at 1:30, right?
She was
it's supposed to go from 1:30 to 5. They didn't, we were, me and Hannah were there and one of her friends was there. We were just standing outside for a good 2 hours. They didn't come to the place, the venue, the place that they were having the baby shower at till 3 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, oh, we're supposed to get,
cake all the way in LA.
Cake from LA.
But I know there's a cake shop like down the street, like, from where we were.
Yeah.
Like downtown Brea, if you know, you guys don't know where it is, but.
We were just like.
There's a cake shop there. There's like cupcakes.
We're just standing out there in the cold until 3 o'clock, and they finally got there. And we're wondering, like, oh, how many more people were coming? Because nobody else showed up. Like, but through that time period from like 1:30 to 3, nobody else showed up.
So yeah, so we were like, is anybody coming? Is it just 3 of us?
Exactly. We were like wondering, like, who else is coming? So she was like saying a lot of people from high school were coming.
Even the guy.
Oh, God.
That.
Even the guy that was supposed to go to
prom with was going to go.
I was like, I'm not. I would have left. If he came, I would have left. I would have probably left.
Yeah, but it was getting late. And we were thinking.
It was getting late, yeah.
Like, okay, like the food wasn't superb. So there's a place called Downtown Brea where they have good food. It's kind of like a rich area.
Yeah.
And they have a good macaroni and cheese place called Elbows.
Oh, it was
if
so
there's
good.
One near you, you have to go. It's so good.
Elbows was really good.
So we're like, let's go there, because I've never been there.
I've never been there.
So you were like,
so
like, let's go.
And like, so once the party had gotten started, only like
The food was cold.
Okay.
I didn't eat any of it.
Okay.
The only the meat all, was warm. I had a little bit.
It was not. It wasn't
good.
It wasn't good.
I felt bad.
Only a couple. I know. I felt really bad. Only a couple people came. I think it was like.
There was like at least family. 10 people.
It was at least 10
people. It was like her and her mom and like two or three, four, five other friends, including us.
Yeah, and then like we played games, played like
hot potato,
hot potato, and whoever wins like gets a gift. And then we played it was like another hot potato game.
We played,
and like whoever wins gets another prize. But
the prizes were like all dollar store, ninety nine cent store shampoo. That's so bad.
Like a lavender scented glove that like
goes. You left her at the party, and then she texted me today and was like, "Dan forgot his gift." I'm like, I didn't say anything. I was like, I know.
I was like, and then they, like one of my gifts was like a candle, but it didn't really smell good. Like it wasn't really a good scented candle.
And then the mom was like, "These are good gifts."
I know. She was like, the mom was like, "Oh my gosh, all the boys are getting all so the kids good don't gifts." Get, don't I was have like, kids. I was like, I don't think so. I mean, it was like I was kind of sad because I was like, this is like the whole time I was like really, I felt really uneasy. I was just like,
it just felt like weird.
Yeah, the whole time
it didn't feel real.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Like, it's, during the whole time, I felt really uneasy. I was like, I don't know. Like, the whole time, I was just like,
can we go? Because, like, basically, we're still kids, basically.
I know, we're still teen. I mean, well, I'm 20 now, but I mean, like, it was just,
like in our minds, I'm still 12.
Yeah.
I'm tall as a 12-year-old, probably.
Yeah.
My sister's taller than me, and she's 13.
I was like, why are we at a baby shower this early? Like, we should be going to a baby shower with, like, 30s or something like that.
Exactly.
So it just felt really uneasy for us. So, I mean, like, no, it's not, like, any diss
to her. I'm happy. Let me just
clarify. There's, like, no diss to her at all.
We love you.
We love her.
Yeah, like, we're not, like, mad at her for being pregnant. Like, as long as she's happy, then I'm happy. Like, as long as she's not, like...
Oh, yeah, even the baby daddy didn't even show up, but...
Oh, let's not. Oh, God.
We're not gonna get into that. But...
but he didn't... And he just didn't come.
Yeah, he didn't come at all. But we still love her. It's just the thing. It just felt weird to us going because, like, we're still young. And it's like, we should be doing this in our 30s. Like, going to a baby shower at our 30s. So it just, like, felt really off. And then, like, the games weren't really good. The food wasn't good.
Like, it was just hard because, like, it's just, maybe, I think because she's, like, awkward, too, because, like, this is new for her. Like,
yeah, she's
gonna she's be young and she's having a baby. Like, it's like a baby having a baby kind of thing.
Yeah.
Basically. And
basically.
So she's probably, like, didn't know what to do and, like.
Yeah.
Well.
I mean, like, we're not holding it against her or anything. It was just,
I'm not weird. Having kids.
Well, I want
this proved this gets proved to me I'm not having kids, like I have a reason.
Well, I mean, like, I want kids. I want at least
I
want at least a boy and a girl.
Like, I want to maybe adopt because, like, to me, like, being a mother is like not being selfish, and like to me, like, I'm like I'm a person who has I'm worried about like our future, like in 50 years, like we're overpopulated.
Yeah.
And like, a lot of people are saying, like, by 2050, we're gonna have, like, nothing. Like, all resources can probably be, like, half gone, and we're not gonna be able to feed anybody. Like,
yeah,
that's like, what, like, people,
climate change,
like, to everything. Me, like, now having children is, like, selfish, because, like, you're just, like, adding to a population that we don't have room for. And, like, yeah. There's probably children in the home, like, in a home right now who, like, need a mom.
Yeah,
like, you know, like, that's not, like, I'd rather do that than, like, have my own child. Like, that's selfish to me,
because, like, I'd rather
that's my opinion. Like,
yeah, I mean, I get what you're saying, like, yeah. Actually help people in the system,
yeah,
that need a mother and a father to be able to, or a mother and, like, you know,
yeah, have, like, have a parent yeah,
to be able to be like, okay, like, I want to be loved,
yeah,
instead of, like, having children where it's like you can already have a child that's, like, in the system.
I understand, like, people don't want to do it because, like, it takes a while because you have to, like, be on the list or something.
Oh, yeah, and you have to, like,
be... And you have to, like, have your home checked and everything. But, like, yeah. If you're having a child, it's a big responsibility anyway. So if you're willing to do that, having a baby, then you can do that. Then you can, you know.
Yeah. But, I mean, like, I don't know. For me, I really want kids. I want like two. I want a girl, a boy, and a girl. I haven't come up with names yet, but I mean, like, I don't
I
know.
don't think I have names.
Yeah, it's
I
like
feel
you're not.
like if I do adopt, I don't think I'm gonna have a choice, am I?
What do you mean?
Like to rename them?
Oh, I don't know.
Unless it's like maybe like a different language, maybe I can probably. I don't know.
I
I don't
don't
know
know.
how it works.
I don't know
I'm
how it
19.
works. I know. I'm
I'm
not
not a
trying to think
mom.
about baby names right now. That would be like.
But
But
yeah, man, life is crazy.
honestly, yeah, because I'm just struggling just in
Trying to
college,
like do my
trying to
homework.
survive. I'm just trying to survive in college because it's like I'm getting so much homework every day, quizzes, midterms. I have to turn in
Finals are coming
10-page essay.
up.
I don't
Oh
even want to
my
think about
God, I'm
finals.
scared for
You don't even want to
finals.
think about finals.
Well, I don't have. I just have. I'm taking two classes right now because I'm taking a break. But I have political science final, and I'm scared because
Well, I got
I'm not good at
I got
history.
like four finals.
And I have an art final. I haven't even started. Oh
Yeah,
my gosh.
college is not a college is crazy. Okay,
It's
maybe
fun.
let's put this out there. If you are not ready for college, that is okay. Like,
Because I'm
don't
not.
force
I'm
yourself.
still not, and it's been
Like,
2 years
don't force
almost.
yourself to go to college and spend all that money, and then like halfway through you're like,
I don't want to do it.
I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
Like, I'd rather like you'd. I think it would be better to start like you thinking about it now, like freshman year. Like, okay, thinking about like, oh wait,
Like
I don't
college
think.
apps and not like freshman year college apps, but like just thinking about it. Think about
Yeah,
like
like
what
thinking
you
about
want to do
like
and
what do you
like.
want to do in life? Like, what career do you want to go into? And it's like, if you're not ready yet, then that's okay.
Because
Like,
it's okay, like for like if you go to a JC or junior college,
oh yeah, it's good to go to a
then
GC. Like, the
yeah,
people,
it's less money.
the stereotypes that say that GC's
That,
not good
like
is
I don't know if
wrong.
it's that anymore, but like if you like for me like the nearest one is Mount Sac, but like people think if you went to Mount Sac means that you're stupid.
I know,
That basically was
I've
like
heard
the
those
meme
stereotypes
kind of.
too.
That was like the meme, like if you go there then you're stupid or something. But like
It's
it's
like, it's
not.
not. You still, like, if you go to Mount Zach, you can, like,
Because
transfer.
you're
You can go
gonna,
to, you can transfer to,
yeah,
like,
a big
a
college.
big college
You're
that's,
just
like.
finishing. So the second thing about college is that like you have to like do classes over again, kind of. So like you have to take bio again, you have to take math, you have to take all these
Yeah.
things like college level, and then you get to do what you want to do, like start doing
Exactly.
classes.
So we have to take our GEs first before we get to actually
Yeah.
get into the core classes of which you
Yeah.
actually want to get into.
Yeah.
So I think it's good to like know now before you start, like, should
Yeah,
do
like,
I
'cause you start
want
thinking
do
about
I
it.
want like start thinking about like, do I want to go to college? Is college for me? Like, is that the thing I want to go into? 'Cause some people like go to college and they can
And they
work
have
through
no
it.
idea.
They have no
Like, if you go to
idea.
JC, you have 2 years to think about it. Like, think about what you want to do, who you transfer, if you're gonna transfer. And if you don't have an idea, you're screwed. Like, you don't.
Or there's people that just like go through college and then like junior, senior year, all of a sudden they just want to drop out because they're just like,
It's too hard.
it's too hard, or they're done with
Well,
college.
that's what it is. It's hard. It's like
Honestly, college is hard.
that's
Like,
the preface. It's just hard. Like you can't do anything about it.
exactly. I mean, like, college isn't really meant to be easy.
And plus, like, well, at our at Dynevor High School, there's like AP. You can take AP, which is like the
College
college
level.
level classes.
But I
I'm
feel
not
like.
sure if you have to like take it again in college, but I don't think
I
you
don't
have to
know.
because you take
I
a
mean, you could
test.
take the credits that you. I think in high school, like, if you took. I think the counselors ask you if you had taken any APs.
Yeah, and then they like,
I guess it
and
would
they get,
transfer over, I
yeah. I
guess.
think I'm not
I don't
sure. I didn't take
know.
any AP classes because I'm
I know,
not smart.
I didn't take AP classes
I know
either.
people. I had friends who do, who
I
did.
mean, I could have, but I just didn't want to do it. I just didn't want to take AP classes.
Yeah, I don't. No, I didn't
But
take any like honors or anything.
yeah, me neither.
I was like,
I mean, I could have taken AP Lit,
I
but
thought about taking.
I
I
thought
thought
about
about
it.
taking honors something. I forget what it was. I think
I
English.
mean,
I think, oh, I thought about taking honors English, 'cause I thought I was good at it, but I don't
yeah,
know.
I mean, I thought about taking AP Lit, but then I was like, nah, I don't want to be stressing myself out with all these classes and everything, so I just decided not to do it. But yeah, so like, if you think you're not ready for college, that's
Then
okay. Like, don't like take a, I don't know, a year off, I guess, to think about it.
people take a year off because like they're trying to find a job.
Yeah, like if you want to like work before going to college, it's good. So it's like you have money
Yeah.
to like work with, and that's fine too. But it's just like, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I think that's it for now. We talked a lot. Well,
Honestly, probably gonna take it.
okay. Episodes up every Friday.
Every Friday.
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
If
I don't know.
I can
That
hurry it up. Except
or that's if my parents
for
call.
next week
We have
because
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
So probably in 2 weeks
So
will be the next episode. Maybe, probably. I don't know. If my parents let me out the house,
God.
hopefully.
We
That'll be
need the
another
approval.
I need approval to go out nowadays. That's sad too, but we'll
Well,
probably post.
everyone will be a
We'll
it'll be
probably
on
post it on.
Spotify. It'll be on spot also it'll be on Spotify everywhere you listen. Everywhere you can find a podcast, we'll be on it.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
And we'll probably be posting it on our social
And
medias if we do
yeah, if you
post
guys will
if we
follow us
do.
already, then wait, what's your Instagram? Or what's your
Devin,
Twitter?
my Instagram is Devin_is_awesome1.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I made that along like freshman year. I was stupid, okay? And then what's your Instagram?
I don't want to say it.
I already said mine, so you gotta say
Okay,
yours.
fine. My Instagram is infinityhannah_115 Instagram. And then Snapchat. We'll post our
We'll
Snap.
just do Instagram.
Yeah,
We'll
for
just post on
now.
Instagram
I
for
put it on
now.
my Snapchat because some of our friends follow us on it.
Find us on
And
all those social
yeah.
media and yeah.
And thanks for listening.